people who live in this country and pay no tax on a huge portion of their income because they are deemed not to live here. They have non-domiciled status. They are non-doms. And some of them are massively rich. Today, Ed Miliband will say that if he gets into number 10, he'll change all that. A Labour government would make them pay. And that, he says, would raise hundreds of millions of pounds. Well, I'm joined by the Shadow Chancellor, Ed Balls. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
How does he know how much it'll raise? You haven't a clue, in truth, have you?
Well, we know that already. The charge which we introduced in 2008 on these non-doms, people are already paying hundreds of millions of pounds in order to avoid paying tax on their worldwide income. So we certainly know they think it's worth paying that money. You are right, though. The amount could be substantially larger than that. There's a blog out from one of the tax barristers, Jolyn Jenkins, this morning, saying it could be over £1 billion. That all depends upon how much income is out there in the rest of the world, which people who are living in Britain, sometimes born in Britain, and you know, to all intents and purposes, the same as you and me and everybody else, but not paying tax on the same rules, how much tax they're avoiding. And that is something which we will be able to see in terms of the scale of this over the coming years. But why should there be different rules for a small number of people? And look, these rules are totally arcane. They go back to colonial times.
Let's come back into that in a second and stay with how much you'll raise for a moment. The fact is, you don't know how much you will raise because there are a couple of unknowable factors. One of them is how many people will decide to pack it in. If they're being taxed to the hilt, they might well say, oh, well, I'll go to my residence in wherever it happens to be, the Bahamas or somewhere. The other possibility, well, the other certainty, is that you would lose those fees that have been generated, partly as a result of what you did when you were in power. There are so many unknowables here, you cannot possibly say how much you'll raise.
Well, look, as the Financial Times said a few weeks ago when they advocated abolishing these ridiculous and outdated rules, they said there's lots of reasons to be in Britain and to work here and to be part of, for example, our financial services industry other than simply to avoid tax. Now, when we introduced the tougher rules in 2008, some people said people would leave the country. That isn't what has happened. What we've seen, though, since then, is that the abuse is, I think, is more widespread and more concerning than we thought. If your father was born abroad, you can claim to be a non-dom, even though you've lived all your life in our country. To prove you're a non-dom, the thing you have to do is buy a burial plot in another part of the world. That's ridiculous. In America, they've got more millionaires, for example, in New York than we've got in London, but they don't have this non-dom status. And I just think, that as a matter of principle, we should say everybody should play by the same rules. There shouldn't be a laxer set of rules for a small minority because they are very wealthy. And secondly, we also know this will raise us hundreds of millions of pounds, maybe more than that. And when we need to balance the books in the next Parliament and in a fair way, I think it's right that we close this kind of enormous tax loophole.
So it's a principle, in which case you were in power for 13 years, and indeed you were in a position yourself personally of huge influence over the Chancellor at the time. Why didn't you do it then?
Well, I said it's both a matter of principle and of practicality of bringing in the revenues. But you know, John, we did introduce this charge in 2008.
You made some changes, but you did not do then what you're now saying must be done as a matter of principle.
But I think what's happening here is we've discovered, one, the deficit is going to be much larger in the next Parliament, but secondly, the abuse...
So you didn't raise the money then because you didn't want to raise the money? Well, I mean, that doesn't hold up for a second, does it?
No, we made different choices. So when we came into government in 1997, we abolished tax relief on private medical insurance because we thought that was an unfair tax privilege. We acted every year on tax avoidance, but you're right, this issue of non-doms, people were saying in the middle of the last decade, this will lead to people leaving the country. It's not actually turned out to be the case. The abuse is bigger than we thought. These rules are ridiculous. They're unfair. They're being abused. And I think it's time to act. These were introduced at the in the period of the Napoleonic Wars to allow people who are earning money in the colonies not to pay tax in the UK.
Indeed.
That's fine. It's a different world now. Different
it
times. Different choices.
It is a different world now, and you had choices, and you chose not to make them then. I'm still puzzled as to why you're now deciding to do it. Isn't the reality that you're doing it now because, apart from anything else, nothing wrong with this is what politicians do, but it will be hugely politically popular.
Well, I think most people listening to your programme will agree with you and probably me and you that we ought to have the same rules applying to everybody. And it oughtn't to be the case that you can essentially manipulate and conceal the reality of your life in order to avoid tax because you are wealthy and powerful.
Well, they'd still have 5 years under your plan to stay here, wouldn't they?
Well, what we're going to say, first of all, no new non-doms from next April. Secondly, we'll allow a short period for existing non-doms to... Hang on a sec. We'll allow a short period for existing non-doms to get their fares sorted out. What we will do in future is if people are coming here temporarily to work or to study, then we'll allow a short period. I think 5 years is probably too long.
So how long might it be?
I'm thinking more the length of a normal postgraduate or university degree, say 2 to 3 years.
So this isn't going to be one of those things that goes off half-cocked, is it? You haven't decided quite how you're going to do it, and in the end it all becomes a bit of a dog's breakfast.
No, because the right way to make tax policy is to be clear about your principles and your objectives and to consult on the detail. And we'll talk to business and the universities about the right way to define that short period of temporary residence for a student or somebody coming to work here within a business for a short period of time. What you're talking about here, though, John, is people who've lived here all their lives. People who can claim, even though they're in their 50s and they've got kids living in our country, that somehow they're not a domicile because their father was born in Brazil. That is ridiculous. And that's what's got to change. And I think that it's become clear in the last few years this is being abused more than people thought before. And that's why we're going to change things, because we need to get the deficit down in a fair way and in a balanced way. And it's fair to say those with the broader shoulders should make a bigger contribution.
Wee bit of a gamble for you, though, isn't it? Because it will add to the argument of those people who say Labour is anti-business. It's Red Ed again.
Well, what I find talking to people in big and small businesses is that most people in business play by the rules, they pay their tax, they're not on huge incomes, and they're frustrated when a small minority of people are not playing by the same rules. I think the small businesses, and actually many people in large business, are as frustrated as you and me that these people are managing to avoid tax when everybody else is paying their fair share of tax. So I actually think most people in business will agree with what we're doing today.
So when people say, well, you know, a lot of them are just going to leave, pack it in and go, that doesn't bother you?
Well, people said that back in 2008 when we introduced the new charge, and that's not what has happened.
Well, on the contrary, the number of non-doms under your tenure doubled in this country.
Well, the number of non-doms went up, even though we introduced the charge, which is exactly the point I'm making. And as I said...
So in that case, increase the charge, double the charge, treble the charge. You'll still get the money back, but you won't scare people off and you won't frighten business.
I think that it's going to be more effective for us to have a new regime for people here for short stays, but people who are here for 10 or 20 years oughtn't to be avoiding paying tax on the same rules as everybody else. It'll bring in more money rather than less. That's why I think this is a fair decision for us to make, to help us get the deficit down. As I said, I think it will be welcomed by business rather than rejected by business. I don't think it's anti-business at all.
Ed Balls, many thanks.